Thank the Lord that we once again have opportunity to fellowship. To begin, let's read some passages in Scripture. Psalm
35.
We'll first read verses 18 through 20.
18节, 我在大会中要称谢你, 在众民中要赞美你。
Verse 18, I will give you thanks in a great congregation. I will praise you among a mighty throng.
求你不容那无理与我为仇的, 向我夸耀, 不容那无故恨我的,
Do not let those who are wrongfully my enemies rejoice over me, nor let those who hate me without cause wink maliciously.
因为他们不说和平话, 倒想出诡诈的言语, 害地上的安静人。
For they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful words against those who are quiet in the land.
22节,
Verse 22
耶和华, 你已经看见了, 求你不要闭口, 主啊, 求你不要远离我。
You have seen it, O Lord, do not keep silent, O Lord, do not be far from me.
27节, 愿那喜悦我冤屈得生的欢呼快乐, 愿他们常说当尊耶和华为大,耶和华喜悦他的仆人平安。
Verse 27, Let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my vindication, and let them say continually, The Lord be magnified who delights in the prosperity of his servant.
我们再念, 以赛亚书30章。
Now let's read Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书30章15节。
Isaiah 30, verse 15.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说,你们得救在乎归回安息,你们得力在乎平静安稳,你们尽志不肯。
For thus the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, In repentance and rest you will be saved, in quietness and trust is your strength, but you were not willing.
我们再念, 新约希伯来书12章。
Now let's turn to the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书12章14节, 你们要追求与众人和睦, 并要追求圣洁, 非圣洁, 没有人能见主。
Hebrews 12 verse 14, Pursue peace with all men, and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord.
我们开始前有些祷告。
Before we begin, let's have a word of prayer.
我像诗歌所唱的,何等耶稣基督我主。
Father, indeed, just like the song we sang, What a friend we have in Jesus.
我们可以将一切心里面的劳苦重担带到, 主的面前来。
We can bring all of our burdens and cares before our Lord.
神所那出人意外的平安, 必要在耶稣基督里面保守我们的心怀意念。
And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard our minds in Christ Jesus.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
听我们祷告, 奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Hear our prayer, we pray this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. 诗篇35篇是, 大卫的诗。
Psalm 35 is a psalm of David.
他求, 耶和华拯救惩罚他的敌人。
And he pleads to the Lord to save him from his enemies.
我们这边, 所提到的敌人呢, 有的时候是外在的, 迫害者。
And these enemies sometimes refer to the external oppressors.
有的时候呢, 这些逼迫是从我们里面来的压力。
But sometimes these oppressions come from within us.
那这些压力也多半, 是来自仇敌的。
And this internal oppression comes from the enemy.
那这首诗呢, 用到一个词来描述当事的人。
And in this psalm, a phrase is used to describe the people.
地上的安静人。
It says, the quiet in the land.
这是一个很特别, 在其他地方我们没看过的。
And this is a very peculiar phrase that we do not see elsewhere.
那我的姊妹呢, 和我, 有机会来, 这段时间里面照顾, 两代的人。
And recently, my sister and I, we've had opportunities to care for two separate generations.
一老一小,
and one old and one young.
那有许多相同的地方,
and they have many similarities amongst them.
当然也有许多不同的之处,
and of course there are also differences.
我们时而看见那眼前短暂的事情,
and we see the temporary things in front of us.
我们时而想到那些永恒的事,
and sometimes we also consider that which is eternal.
就像大卫在这篇诗里面,
just like David in the psalm,
他面对扫罗、加沙龙他外面一些现实的迫害,
he faced external oppressions from people like Saul and Absalom.
那同时他又带回到内心里面的深处,
and at the same time he was brought into the depth of his inner being,
然后对永恒的一些审视,
and he was pondering the eternal thing.
日子就在这些不断的反复里头,
and in his days he was wavering between these two.
让我们从这诗里面来汲取一些教训,
and so from this psalm let us receive some instruction.
让我们不白白的, 耗在这些无谓的循环里头,
and let us not waste our lives away in this cycle.
地上的安静人, 这是我今天的负担, 我所要交通的,
and so my burden today is regarding the quiet in the land.
那神在各个时代里面都为自己留下一批人,
and throughout the generations, God would have for himself a remnant,
成为主的见证,
to be testimonies of himself.
这不一定是一些显赫或是信心里面的伟人,
and these might not be very prominent figures of men of great faith.
通常是一些安静不作声不增进, 不喧嚷,不嫉妒,而没有野心的一群的平凡的人,
but oftentimes these are the quiet ones who do not make much noise, who do not fire compete with no great ambition or jealousy.
人的本能呢,受到压迫的时候总要有个宣泄的管道,
and by nature when man is oppressed, man always tries to find a way to let out all these pressures.
如果我们不熟悉那永恒森林里面那些永长的生活,
but if we are not familiar with this hidden eternal life,
我们便自然地落到人群里面, 繁忙增进,
but then we will fall into this trap of man and be busy zealously striving,
和一些欲望野心的圈子里头,
and we will be caught up in this in certain lusts.
但人进入了那在神里面隐秘深藏的生活里,
but when we enter into that deep hidden life with God,
我们便从这些烦恼喧嚣增进当中退出来,
we will exit from all this noise and strife.
地上的安静人就是这么一批人,
and so the quiet in the land refers to such group of people.
我们可以从许多的圣徒中看见这个特性,
and from many saints you can see these characteristics.
我们也可以一起学习一些功课,
and we can learn from them.
那首先我们来看, 以利亚,
so let's first take a look at Elijah.
在列王记上19章里头,
in 1 Kings chapter 19,
我们念一下19章1到3节,
let's read chapter 19 verses 1-3.
亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事,
now Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword.
耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚告诉他说明日约在这时候我若不死你的性命像那些人的性命一样愿神愿神明重重地降罚于我.
Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so may the gods do to me and even more if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.
第三节, 以利亚见这光景就起来逃命.
Verse 3, and he was afraid and arose and ran for his life.
14节,
verse 14,
他说我为耶和华万军之神大发热心, 因为以色列人背弃了你的约毁坏了你的坛, 用刀 杀了你的先知, 只剩下我一个人, 他们还要寻索我的命.
Verse 14, then he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, tore down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away.
18节, 但我在以色列人中为自己留下7000人, 是未曾向巴利屈膝的, 未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
Verse 18, yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.
那以利亚为耶和华万军之神大发热心。
So Elijah had been very zealous for the Lord.
他与众巴利的先知征战。
And he warred against the prophets of Baal.
但他在孤独的时刻软弱惧怕临到。
But in his time of loneliness, fear and weakness came upon him.
见这光景就起来逃命。
And so he arose and he ran for his life.
那时常当我们在软弱艰难的困境中，我们总觉得孤单，没有同伴。
So often in our weak and difficult situations, we may find ourselves lonely without companion.
我们的眼前似乎没有出路。
And there does not seem to be a way of escape.
也没有一丝亮光和希望。
And there's no glimpse of light or hope.
就像我们当初以色列这里的聚会呢，我面临的难处一样。
And just like the difficulties that we at Island had faced some time ago.
没有年长的弟兄带领。
When there was no elderly brother leading us.
年轻的弟兄们也并没有怨天尤人。
And the younger brothers were also complaining.
那我们只有安静屈膝在主的面前。
We could only quietly kneel before the Lord.
认罪悔改仰望等候。
To repent. And to confess and repent and wait upon him.
在人的面前似乎是一小群无用不堪的人。
And so in the sight of man, we may look like worthless people.
的确我们看自己也是软弱无能的。
And indeed we also saw ourselves as weak with no capability.
我们来到神的面前释放出心里面的挣扎。
And we also came, and then we came to the Lord to let out all the sorrows in our hearts.
我们在人的面前哑口无声，在神的面前祷告。
And so we were quiet before man, but before the Lord we prayed.
大声地说出我们心里面的苦楚。
To loudly speak of the bitterness in our hearts.
而神在人最艰难困苦的时刻，不闭口，也不离弃，投靠仰望他的人。
And in the hour of difficulty, God did not keep silent. Nor forsake those who saw him. And he will always give us a way of escape. Because those who draw near to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
我们再来看但以理。
So now let's take a look at Daniel.
但以理第九章。
Daniel chapter 9.
2到4节
Verses 2-4
这里是在大列乌王他第一年的时候
And this is during the first year of Darius the king
就是他在位第一年我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话引导先知耶利米论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年未满
Verse 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, observed in the books the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years.
我便禁食披麻蒙灰定义向主神祈祷恳求。
So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
我向耶和华我的神祈祷，认罪说：主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主、守主诫命的人，守约施慈爱。
I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said, Alas, O God, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments.
但以理得知耶利米论耶路撒冷的预言。
So Daniel understood by the By Jeremiah, the what was to come to Jerusalem.
即便他有一些熟识的同伴,
and even though he had some close friends with them,
他也没有寻求他们,
he did not consult with them.
便禁食定义, 向主神祈祷恳求,
but set his sight on the Lord and he prayed and had a supplication.
同样在第九章二十三节里面。
Also in chapter 9, verse 23.
你出恳求的时候就发出命令，我来告诉你，因你大蒙眷爱，所以你要思想明白这以下的事和意象。
Verse 23, at the beginning of your supplications, the command was issued, and I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed, so give heed to the message and gain understanding of the vision.
然而在但以理他恳求之先，神已经发出命令。
So, even before Daniel's supplications, God had issued his command.
许多时候神督促我们向他祈祷恳求。
Many times God urges us to come to him in prayer.
我们要知道在这以前神已经定义事情将要如何成就。
But we must also need to have the understanding that what God has destined has already been accomplished.
神只是要寻找一些合神心意与他同心的人。
God wants to seek out a people who are after his own heart.
在祷告的事上与他有份。
That in prayer have a part with him.
那在马可福音第十一章里头提到
And in Mark chapter 11, this is mentioned.
十一章二十四节
Chapter 11, verse 24.
所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you.
我现在比较能够稍微明白这话的意思，信是得着的，就必得着。
And now I have a better understanding what it means when it says, believe that you have received them.
在祷告当中，当我们摸着神心意的时候，里面就有那个确据。
In prayer, when we touch God's heart, then we will have that assurance.
我们知道事情要如何按着神的旨意来成就。
And we know that things will be accomplished according to his will.
我们再来看摩西和约书亚的例子。
Now let's take a look at the example of Moses and Joshua.
在出埃及记三十三章里面。
In Exodus chapter 33.
第七节到第十节。
Verses 7 to 10.
摩西素常将帐幕支搭在营外，离营却远，他称这帐幕。这帐篷为会幕，凡求问耶和华的，就到营外的会幕那里去。
Now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, a good distance from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp.
要注意到这边提到是凡求问耶和华的。
And pay attention to the phrase, everyone who sought the Lord.
并不光是摩西他一个人。
So not just Moses himself.
第八节，当摩西出营到会幕去的时候，百姓就都起来，个人站在自己帐篷的门口，望着摩西，只等到他进了会幕。
And it came about whenever Moses went out to the tent, that all the people would arise and stand, each at the entrance of his tent, and gaze after Moses until he entered the tent.
摩西进会幕的时候，云柱降下来，立在会幕的门前。耶和华便与摩西说话。
Whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses.
众百姓看见云柱立在会幕门前，就都起来，个人在自己帐篷的门口下拜。
When all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would arise and worship, each at the entrance of his tent.
所以当百姓发怨言的时候，一般人本能的总是会反击回去。
So when people complain, our natural reaction is to fight back against whatever that is.
但是呢，摩西经过四十年在旷野里面的日子。
But Moses, after being in the wilderness for 40 years,
他不再像当年在埃及的时候冲动，凭着自己的血气来解决问题。
He was no longer like he used to be in Egypt, where he would try to solve things by his own flesh.
他或是和亚伦、约书亚先商量一下。
Nor did he discuss anything of Aaron and Joshua.
他总是独自安静地来到神的面前来求问耶和华。
But he would quietly go before the Lord to seek him.
那我们再看这个约书亚的例子。
And now let's take a look at the example of Joshua.
出埃及记 24章.
Exodus 24.
24章 13到15节.
Verses 13 to 15.
摩西和他的帮手约书亚起来上了神的山.
Verse 13. So Moses arose with Joshua his servant, and Moses went up to the mountain of God.
摩西对长老说：“你们在这里等着，等到我们再回来，有亚伦、户尔与你们同在，凡有争讼的。”
But to the elders he said, wait here for us until we return to you, and behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a legal matter, let him approach them.
摩西上山有云彩把山遮盖。
Then Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain.
那我们看这个时候约书亚在哪里? 在出埃及记33章里头。
Now let's see, at this time, where is Joshua? We can take a look at Exodus 33.
33章11节
Chapter 33, verse 11
耶和华与摩西面对面说话好像人与朋友说话一样摩西转到营里去唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕
Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face just as a man speaks to his friend When Moses returned to the camp his servant Joshua the son of Nun a young man would not depart from the tent
几节经文里面，当摩西上了神的山，与耶和华面对面说话。
So these verses mention that when Moses went up to the mountain of God to speak to the Lord face to face,
长老们留下,
and when the elders remained behind,
而约书亚则单独在摩西和长老之间,
and Joshua was by himself somewhere between Moses and these elders.
他孤单无助，是难以度过的时刻。
And he was alone and going through a difficult time.
但安静等候,
but he quietly waited.
我们可以亲近神, 要有约书亚一样的心智,
and so when we approach the Lord, we need to have a heart like Joshua.
片刻的逗留在神的面前,
to give our all to the Lord himself.
享受经历主的同在,
to enjoy his presence that is like none other.
我们再来看新约保罗的一些例子
And now let's take a look at the example of Paul in the New Testament
使徒行传第九章里面提到
And Acts chapter 9 mentions this
第九章第三到第九节
Chapter 9 verses 3 to 9
扫罗行路将到大马士忽然从天上发光四面照着他
As he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him.
他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
And he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting."
起来，进城去。
But get up and enter the city, and it will be told you what you must do.
同行的人站起来，说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。
The men who traveled with him stood speechless, hearing the voice but seeing no one.
扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛竟不能看见什么。有人拉他的手，领他进了大马色。Saul
got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, He could see nothing, and leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus.
三日不能看见，也不吃也不喝。
And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank.
保罗在大马色路上蒙神光照。
And on the way to Damascus, Paul received the light from the Lord.
他内心里面有许多的挣扎。
And he had this great conflict in his heart.
三日不能看见，也不吃也不喝。
And 3 days. He neither ate nor drank.
完全的封闭在神的同在中。
And he was totally shut up in the presence of the Lord.
心中一切的疑惑只有向神诉说。
And all the doubts in his heart he can only speak to the Lord with.
这时刻是保罗一生的转折。
And this was the moment of transformation for Paul.
他必须独自安静地回到神的面前与神面对面来解决。
He had to quietly go to the Lord and address all the problems he had. And in this life, we often also wander about.
受神的对付
until we are corrected by the Lord.
才能矫正我们的道路，调整我们的步伐。
Then our ways can be corrected and our footsteps be adjusted.
我们得以认识神的作为和道路。
And then we will know his way and his will.
我们再看约瑟和玛利亚的事情。
And now let's also take a look at Joseph and Mary.
他约瑟是个义人，他不愿意羞辱他的这个玛利亚。
And Joseph was a righteous man, and he was unwilling to expose Mary.
因为玛利亚从圣灵怀了孕。
Because Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
他想要暗暗地把她休了。
And Joseph wanted to secretly put her away.
正在思念这事的时候，主的使者在梦中向他显现。
But while he was considering this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him.
大卫的子孙不要怕，只要娶过你的妻子。玛利亚，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
And he said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
这一切是要应验主借先知所说的话。
And these things were to happen to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets.
说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称她的名为以马内利。
Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
而玛利亚她也愿心尊主为大。
And Mary also magnified the Lord in his heart, her heart.
她我灵以神我的救主为乐。
And she said that, he will be the joy to her.
因为她顾念她的使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福。
For he has looked upon my affliction, and all the generations will call me blessed.
约瑟和玛利亚，他暗暗地忍受这一切的羞辱。
And so Joseph and Mary, they quietly received, dealt with all the shame.
他安静等候在神的面前。
And they quietly waited before the Lord.
直到神的旨意，让以色列的圣者借着他们无用的器皿。
And through them, they became these precious vessels.
神的救恩得以成就
and so that the Lord's will may be accomplished
要将自己的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来
so that his people may be saved out of sin
那刚刚念到诗篇三十五篇二十二节的时候
and when we were reading Psalm 35 verse 22
耶和华你已经看见了求你不要闭口主啊求你不要远离我
It says, You have seen it, O Lord, do not keep silent, O Lord, do not be far from me.
所以当我们生活遭遇到压力或难处的时候
So when we encounter difficulty or are pressured by life,
我们在人前闭口安静
We are to keep silent before man.
但在神的面前借着祷告大声向神诉说心中一切的苦处
But we can proclaim loudly our bitterness to the Lord.
他主已经看见了
And the Lord has already seen this.
他必不远离我们。
And he will not be far from us.
同样诗篇三十五篇二十七节提到。
And also in Psalm 35 verse 27.
愿那喜悦我冤屈得生的欢呼快乐。愿他们常说当尊耶和华为大。耶和华喜悦他的仆人平安。
Let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my vindication, and let them say continually, The Lord be magnified who delights in the prosperity of his servant.
平安代表着昌盛繁荣。
And this peace speaks of fulfillment or abundance.
这个刚二十七篇那个平安有的翻译是 prosperity, 就是昌盛繁荣的意思。
And verse 27, sometimes this peace is translated as prosperity.
那意味着我们人在生命的各方面的一切的福祉。
That means that it is having this well-being in every aspect of life.
包括与神的和好。
Whether it's peace with God.
与人对人的和睦。
Or peace with man.
或个人里面的安息。
Or peace within.
或平静安稳地面对我们生命。周遭一切
to peacefully deal with all circumstances of life.
以赛亚书三十章十五节提到
And Isaiah 30:15 says this.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
For thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you should be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
希伯来书12章14节也提到。
And Hebrews 12 also says this.
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord.
我们要进入内室，秘密隐藏在神里面的生活。
And we should enter into this secret life hidden in God.
我们若不能摸着那深藏在永恒生命里面的奥秘，
If we cannot touch this this mystery of this hidden life in God,
我们必要落入与人和事物的争竞里头。
Then we will fall into the ceaseless striving of man.
繁忙勾心斗角的圈套里。
And constantly strive after the things of our desire.
当人深入那隐藏永恒生命里面。
But when we enter into this hidden eternal life with God.
对眼前自赞自清的事物必默然相对。
Then we will see that in front of us is but momentary light affliction.
让主里那简单平静的生活成为我们的享受。
And that simple, tranquil life in the Lord will be ours to enjoy.
我们应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求、感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里面保守你们的心怀意念。
So we are to be anxious about nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication to make our requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.
让我们彼此勉励，也愿神祝福他自己的话语。
So let us encourage one another and be blessed by the word.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢你，那耶稣基督是我们至好的朋友。
Father, we thank you that the Lord is our best friend.
我们可以随时来到主神的面前。
And we can always come before the Lord.
应当一无挂虑。
And and tell him all that we have.
我们凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢，将我们里面所要的诉说给神听。
And all that we have and all that we are going through, we can bring it to the Lord in prayer.
那神所赐出人意外的平安，必要在耶稣基督里面保守我们的心怀意念。
And this peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for that sharing.
我们感谢主为着弟兄刚才的分享。
How precious is our Lord, who is our dearest friend.
我们的主是多么的宝贵，他是我们的好朋友。
Before we start, I'd just like to read a few passages.
我们开始之前，让我们来读几处的圣经。
If you could turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4.
让我们翻到彼得前书的第四章。
And we'll read from verse 12.
我们从十二节开始读起。
And Peter writes, Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory,You may rejoice with exultation. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. But make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer, or thief, or evildoer, or a troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God in this name.
彼得前书第四章第十二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。你们中间却不可有因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。
Now let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
让我们翻到提摩太后书的第三章。
Verse 12.
三章十二节。
Where says, Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
提摩太后书的三章十二节，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
And finally, Galatians chapter 6.
最后我们翻到加拉太书第六章。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
From now on, let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus.
加拉太书第六章第十七节，从今以后，人都不要搅扰我，因为我身上带着基督的印记。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, I just pray that you can open our eyes.To see the worth of the name of Christ.
主啊，求你开我们里面的眼睛，让我们看到主，你真的是值得的。
Your name we pray.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So the burden for my sharing, this time, had been placed on my heart just this past summer.
我今天所要分享的这个题目，这整一个暑假都在我的心里。
And it touches on a theme that I'm sure has crossed your minds at some point since you've walked with the Lord.
我想我要谈到的这个话题，对我们许多人来讲，在我们跟随基督的这个路上都有碰到过。
And that is bearing the reproach of Christ.
这个题目就是为基督的缘故忍受羞辱。
And there are many ways to suffer for the sake of Christ.
我们为基督受苦有很多种方式。
Laying your life down for the brethren in the church.
我们为弟兄姊妹舍己。
Or dying to yourself as you submit to one another, such as your spouse or a loved one.
通过彼此顺服，或者是在家里顺服你的配偶的这样子的方式来舍己。
Or even in taking up your own cross in the personal and daily trials of your life.
或者在你自己日常生活的这个试炼当中来背负自己的十字架。
But my burden specifically is on suffering reproach as a witness of Christ Jesus.
我这一次分享这个负担格外是在做基督见证因为做基督见证人而受羞辱的这件事情上。
As a witness to the Gentiles, to those outside the walls of this church.
对着外邦人，对着我们教会之外的人做基督耶稣的见证。
And I remember as I was before the Lord regarding this burden, it was certain that the Lord had placed it on my heart for me to share.
当我把这个负担带到主的面前来祷告的时候，我里面非常清楚，主把这个负担放在我的里面，让我来分享。
But it seemed as if the more I dwelled on it, the more unqualified I felt.
但是我越思想，越觉得自己不配。
For as I surveyed my own life, I just couldn't help but wonder, where are the brand marks of Jesus on my body?
当我在审视我自己生命的时候，我不禁要问我自己，在我的身上，这个基督耶稣的印记在哪里？
Where are my scars?
我身上的伤痕在哪里？
Where are the troubles of my life that arise from living a godly life in an ungodly world?
在我的生活中，因为要在这个不敬虔的世界里过一个敬虔人的生活，我所遇到的难处在哪里？
And it seems I may be speaking for many of us who might feel this way.
我刚才所说的这所有的这些疑问，可能在座的大家你们里面也有过。
And I feel that way especially as Americans, as many of us who have been born and raised or have recently immigrated here.
作为美国人，有的是我们在座的，有一些是刚刚有一些是刚刚移民到这里，有一些就是在这里生活长大的。
I feel that we've been so spoiled with the comforts of this life.
我感觉到我们被这个舒适的生活真的是宠坏了。
And so pruned by society to be addicted to reputation and social status and likability.
我们真的是被修剪的来适应这样子的一个社会，这样一个看重地位，看重荣誉，看重别人怎么看你的这样的一个社会。
And so much so that this idea of reproach merely becomes an afterthought or an extra Christian chore.
所以以至于出现一个现象，就是为基督来受苦的这样一件事情，很多时候成为我们事后才想到的，或者是成为一个我们额外要做的一个这样的琐事。
But then you read verses like 2 Timothy 3:12 where it says, Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
但是当你读到刚才我们提到的这个提摩太后书里面说到的，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫。
Or in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12 where it says, Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you.
或者是我们刚才读到的彼得前书的第四章里面提到的，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们不要因为有火炼的试炼临到你们就觉得惊奇。
Or in John 15:20 where Jesus says to his disciples, If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you.
或者在那福音书里，约翰福音里面说到的，主说人若逼迫我，也必逼迫你们。
So you realize that persecution and reproach are the marks of a normal Christian.
所以当你读到这些，你就会意识到逼迫和羞辱是基督徒身上的印记。
For this first century Christians in the time of Paul and Peter and John, just as much as for the 21st century Christian.
对于保罗和彼得时代的第一世纪的基督徒是这样，对于我们21世纪的基督徒同样是这样。
What does it mean to live as a Christian, but to go against the very tides of this world?
所以这个基督徒的生活要逆着这个世界的潮流而行，到底意味着什么呢？
And if you've ever gone to the beach and you've treaded against the tide, the stronger you tread, the stronger the opposing force pushes against you.
就好像你到海滩去的时候，你有这样子的经历，你越是逆流而上，那个潮水对你形成的阻挡就越强烈。
And so could it be that many of us, like myself, may just be sometimes so comfortable, just drifting in the current of this world, that we don't quite sense the opposition.
所以对我们来讲，我们现在的光景是不是就是非常舒适的漂流在这个世界的潮流当中，我们感觉不到有任何的阻挡。
I do want to preface this, especially after our brother shared such a very, very important message.
在这里我要声明一下，特别是刚才我们弟兄也分享了一个非常重要的信息。
That I am in no way advocating for a life riled up, seeking trouble or ruffling feathers.
我在这里不是要大家过一个主动去寻找麻烦，让自己心烦意乱的这样的一个生活。
Because in that same letter that we just read from Peter, when he speaks of persecution, in that same letter, Peter calls us to be harmonious and brotherly and humble in spirit.
因为在我们刚才读到的这个彼得的书信，彼得的这个谈到这个蒙受羞辱的这个同样的一封书信里面，彼得他也说到要和睦，要像弟兄一样的和睦，而且邻里要谦卑。
And just as our brother just shared, Peter also praises the gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God.
就像刚才弟兄所分享的一样，彼得是以一颗安静的心在神的面前，然后知道该怎样向外邦人讲话。
Even Paul himself calls us to seek peace with all men, so far as it depends on us in Romans.
保罗在罗马书当中也强调，我们要竭力与众人和睦。
So in the words of Peter, keeping our behavior excellent among the Gentiles is of utmost importance.
所以用彼得的话来说，我们在外邦人前保持这个行为的美好，对基督徒来说是非常非常重要的。
But yet even in seeking peace, a righteous, sanctified, and gospel-burdened Christian will encounter opposition no matter what.
但是无论如何，即使我们生活在一个风平浪静的环境里面，一个正义、纯洁，在对福音有负担的这样一个基督徒，他仍旧会遇到这个对抗和阻拦。
In just the same way that a light that is bright enough will always encroach upon the imposing force of darkness.
就好像一个光，它如果足够的光亮，它一定会照射到那个黑暗之处。
And where the forces of darkness are, there will always be warfare.
哪里有黑暗，哪里就有征战。
Now, having shared this, I do also want to preface it. I speak on this from a place of frailty.
我还想强调一点，我说了这么多，并不是说我做的多好，我实在是站在一个全然软弱的地位上来分享这个话题。
For I've seriously felt in my bones just how weak my Christian muscles have been.
从我的里面，从我的内心深处来讲，我觉得我自己这个作为基督徒的这个力量是如此的软弱。
And just how potent the thoughts of my self life are.
我这个自我生活的这个想法是如此的强烈。
To the point where bowing my head to pray before a meal and in front of my coworkers for just 30 seconds is harder for me than preparing for an hour-long message sitting before you guys at this pulpit.
所以很多时候在我的同事和朋友的面前吃饭之前做一个30秒钟的简短的祷告，比起我花时间准备一个一小时的信息来得更难。
And I sense that many of us can really sense that fear and maybe that feeling of shame.
也许你们也都可以了解我那个时候感觉，那里面的那种感觉就是恐惧和这个羞辱。
So how is this overcome then?
那么我们怎么来越过，怎么来胜过这个恐惧和羞愧的感觉呢？
Now if we turn to the word, we have hundreds of encouragements that directly speak on overcoming fear. and having endurance in the midst of trials.
我们如果查考主的话语，里面有非常非常多主的话语来说到我们如何来越过这种恐惧，越过来胜过这个逼迫和试探。
But I believe that even if you heed those words, it will be futile if there's not one thing that has to happen to you first.
刚才我们说到这个圣经里面谈到这个怎么来面对受逼迫、受羞辱的经节很多，但是我觉得有一件事情非常非常的，有一点非常非常的重要。
And that is this. To be caught by this vision that he is worthy.
这个非常重要的一点就是我们要被他是值得，他是配得的这一点来被这样的意象所抓住。
That he is worthy of our lives.
他们值得我们付上我们的生命。
That he is worthy to suffer for.
他值得让我们来为他受苦。
From the first letter of Peter, we see here that not once or twice or thrice, but six times, he asks the reader to consider Jesus, who also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps.
在彼得前书里面，彼得不是只用一次两次，他用了六，在六处他提到你要来看基督耶稣，要来看基督耶稣是如何为你受苦的。
To consider Jesus who did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
基督耶稣他不以他自己与神同等而强夺。
Who revoked his reputation of indescribable majesty to bear the worst kind of shame, to be displayed in nakedness at the cross.
他舍去了他在天上的荣耀和尊荣，来到这个地上为我们舍命，甚至是赤身裸体的被挂在十字架上。
When you survey that kind of Lord, can you not agree that he is worthy of our suffering?
当我们来审视，当我们来思想这样一位主的时候，难道你自己不觉得他是值得我们来付出我们一切的吗？
Worthy of forsaking our superficial reputation at work or the shallow friendships for the name of Christ.
为了主名的缘故，为了他所为我们成就的，我们实在是可以来放弃，来牺牲那一些我们的名誉，或者我们所看重的那些肤浅的友谊。
Indeed, how that vision of Christ and his worthiness needs to fully apprehend us.
所以这个基督耶稣的意象，基督耶稣值得配得的这个意象，需要紧紧地抓住我们。
But I figure that even after you've been caught, that there can be many times we can say that feelings of doubts may still rise.
即使我们有这样子的意象，我们被这样子的意象抓住之后，很多时候我们里面仍旧会有怀疑，仍旧会有觉得自己不足。
That even after we've been made willing to be made willing to suffer shame for his name, that fear may still flutter our minds as we think of our inadequacy.
即使我们里面真的是立了这个心志，愿意来为基督耶稣受羞辱，但是我们自己的经历当中，我们这个全然不足、全然无能力的这样子的想法，仍旧会在我们的心思意念当中萦绕。
And we begin to feel like Moses, who after at the burning bush experiencing the greatest revelation of Jehovah, responded with, "Who am I?"
所以我们的感觉就像摩西一样，摩西在燃烧的荆棘当中亲身经历了耶和华，但他经历之后他问耶和华，我是谁，我能受你的差遣。
Who am I, a broken, good for nothing shepherd from Midian, to speak to the great Pharaoh?
我是谁？我就是一个笨嘴拙舌，然后在米甸牧羊这么多年的一个牧羊的人，我怎么可以去跟法老说话？
Who am I, a weak, stuttering, fearful Christian who shirks in front of coworkers and friends?
或者我自己在想，我是谁？我不过是一个软弱口吃，在这个同事和朋友面前总是觉得很胆怯的这样的一个基督徒，我是什么人？我是谁？
Even when they ask about simple things like what you're doing over the weekend or where you're going on Friday, we're even too afraid to tell.
甚至有人问起我，你的周末过得怎么样？你的星期五是怎么过的？我都感觉到这个里面有担心害怕，不敢回答。不敢如实回答。
Who am I, Lord?
主啊，我是谁？
But praise God that he had a response for Moses.
主对摩西有一个回应，有一个答案。
And in this response, we learn one invaluable lesson, which we'll go over with the time remaining.
这一个答案给我们一个非常非常宝贵的教训，我们可以简单来看一下。
Now if you turn to Exodus chapter 3, here we see that episode of the burning bush.
如果我们翻到出埃及记的第三章，我们可以看到这个摩西在荆棘火焰中遇见神的这个描述。
And so Moses says in verse 11, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?That I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt.
出埃及记第三章，第三章的第十一节，摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”
And right at the onset, God responds to his inadequacy. He says.
所以主在这个地方回答摩西他自己感到的他自己的不足。
He says, Certainly, I will be with you.
神回答说，我必与你同在。
But he doesn't stop there. Because then he reveals his name.
神还没有单单停在这里，神继续向摩西启示了他自己的名字。
Verse 14, where he says,I am who I am.
十四节里面说到，我是自有拥有的。
And he said, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
又说你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。
What a name that is.
这是多么伟大的一个名字。
And I believe not just a name for the people of Israel, but for Moses himself.
这个名字不单单是为着以色列人，为着摩西预备的。
For Moses says, Who am I? But then God says, It's not about you, it's who I am.
当摩西问神说我是谁的时候，神回答说，这不关乎于你是谁，而是关乎于我是谁。
For I will be with you.
我必与你同在。
And I'll be with you in every circumstance, in every situation, in every season.
我会与你在每一个环境、每一个情况、每一个季节里同在。
Constant.
始终如一。
Faithful.
忠实可靠。
The I am for every single need.
我是你所有的每一个需要的答案。
For you say I like boldness. Well, I am your boldness.
如果我缺乏勇气，神说我是你的勇气。
You tremble with your mouth? Well, I am your mouth.
如果你说你说话口吃，神说我是你的口。
You don't have love for your neighbor. I am.
你对你的邻舍没有办法爱，神说我是你的爱。
I am that agape love that you need.
我们所有需要的就是这一位我是。
What a reassuring promise.
这是一个多么宝贵的一个确据，一个应许。
And praise God.
我们感谢主。
It's not just Moses who can claim that promise.
不仅仅是摩西能够得到这样的一个应许。
For we see such a beautiful parallel of that in the New Covenant when Jesus gave his calling out to his disciples.
因为我们在这个新约当中，我们知道所有新约当中的圣徒跟随基督耶稣的人也能够有这样子的应许，就像耶稣呼召他门徒时候所说的。
Where he says at the very end of Matthew to go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
在马太福音的最后，基督有对他的门徒说到，要使万民做我的门徒。
Then he says in that last verse, and lo, I am with you always.Even to the end of the age.
耶稣说，我常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Can you believe it? That the I am is with you.
你能相信吗？那一位自有永有的神与你同在。
With your feeble heart.
与你软弱的心同在。
With your feeble words.
与你软弱的言辞同在。
That even when you are reviled.That the spirit of glory and of God rests on you.
即使当你被羞辱、被辱骂的时候，神荣耀的灵也住在你的身上。
So should that not be enough for us? For the Lord to say, "I am with you."
主说我是，就这一点对我们来说还有什么不足够的吗
？I am with you.He calls you to share Christ to your gospel friend.
因为主和你同在，所以你可以把基督耶稣把他的福音分享给你周遭的人。
He calls you to minister Jesus to that one relative that just is so stubborn, even though you've been praying for them for years.
因为这，你可以为你那一位里面坚决阻挡神的。亲戚为他祷告了多年，因为神的琐事，你可以继续为他们祷告。
He says, "I am with you." When he wants you to give a gospel tract to that gas station worker you see every week.
因着神说我与你同在，所以你可以在那个你每个星期去加油的那个加油站那个地方，把你手上的福音单张给到那个给你加油的工人。
And I remember this is one.Story that I, frankly, believe I will never forget.
我有一个一个有一件事情我一直记得。
I was a junior in college.
我在我在大学三年级的时候。
And I was in my dorm and I was headed for the cafeteria.
我从我的就是寝室走到这个餐厅走到学生食堂去吃东西。
And I was.Just about to leave, in my spirit, I felt this nudge. The Lord was prompting me to take a gospel tract, to initiate a conversation with people I would usually not sit down with.
我正准备出门的时候，我心里面突然有这样子一个感动。感觉神说让我拿这个福音的单张，好叫我待会儿到这个餐厅的时候能够主动的和别人来谈起这个福音。
And immediately I felt a lump in my throat and just that heaviness in my stomach.
我当时就觉得我的喉咙有一个东西梗着，然后这个心里也是七上八下。
But that nudge was.So strong that I took that track and then I put it in the inside of my jacket and I I committed to the Lord.
然后我就拿了这个福音的单张，把它放在我的夹克里面，然后就愿意主来带领这一切。
And then I get there, and then right even before I cross the entrance, I see two of my freshman residents just sitting there.
我刚一进门就看到这个餐厅里面有两个从我那个寝室楼里面过来的同学。
And one thing you have to know about college freshmen these days is that you probably don't want to sit with them just because of a lot of the things that they've been involved with. I don't speak for everyone, just for those particular friends.
从我的经验来讲，可能不是大家所有人的经验。你上大学之后，你在餐厅里面看到你认识的人，大概的几率你是不想不要跟他们坐在一起。
And I knew that right away because the first thing that we started talking about was drugs and alcohol.
所以真是不出我所料，我坐在他们旁边的时候，他们跟我谈起的第一个话题就是毒品和酒。
And then I was there, and so then they then asked me, what do you think about these things?
当然，我跟他们坐在一起，他们就会问那你对这个事情是怎么看的呀？
And then I just realized, wow, what an opportunity.
然后我当时就非常的惊讶，心里想到说，哇，这个是神给我的多好的一个机会。
And then so I share my testimony of how I was changed by the Lord.
所以我就与他们分享了我信主之后这个生命的改变。
And then two other girls join, and then one of the girls mentioned that she used to be a Christian.
这个时候有另外两个女生走过来，其中一个女生说，哦，她以前就是基督徒。
And then the other girl shared about her mom having that same conversation with her about having a relationship with God.
另外一个女生也说到说，哦，她的妈妈以前跟她也有过一段对话，这个对话当中提到她需要和神之间有一个真实的关系。
And then I realized I had that track in my pocket and I gave it to them.
很自然的，我从这个夹克里面拿出那个福音的单张，就给了这两个女生。
When I came back from the cafeteria, I just remember being in my dorm and just being so in awe.
我从这个餐厅回到寝室宿舍的时候，我就记得我的里面觉得实在是惊叹。
So in awe that God was right there in the conversation, leading it all.
回想的时候，我就知道，在整个的这个谈话当中，主他就在那个地方，在带领整个的这个谈话。
And the lesson I learned that day was, you committed to him, and he will be the I am.
这件事上我学到的一个功课，就是只要你把你自己交托给主，他是那个我是。
And it may not be guaranteed that you have a conversation just as smooth as that one, but he will promise that he will be the I am for every need and that every moment that he calls you to.
可能不会每一次像我刚才经历的从担心害怕就成了一个非常流畅的这个交流，但是我们知道神是我们的需要，当我们所有的需要，那一个我是都是我们这个需要的答案。
So I just wonder if only we were willing to die to our own self-consciousness.
所以我在想，如果我们愿意向我们自己的向我们这个即死。
If we let that spirit of glory conquer our doubts and fears.
如果我们愿意让这个荣耀的圣灵来胜过这个恐惧。
I wonder just how different our lives would be.
我们的生活将会有何等的不同。
How many friends or coworkers will flash into our mind?
会有多少的我们的这个朋友同事会会出现在我们的这个脑海里面。
How much our eyes would be open to see how white the fields are?
你可以看见这个福音的这个禾场是多么的大。
How glorious our lives would be.
我们的生命会变得何等的荣耀。
And you might be thinking, what do you mean glorious?
你也许会问荣耀什么样的荣耀？
I'm not really sure how that's glorious.
我不太确定我能够描述这是什么样的荣耀。
To bear suffering, to bear reproach, to have scars.
受逼迫，受羞辱，身上有伤痕。
And you might not think it's glorious.
也许你不认为这一些是荣耀。
But the word of God begs to differ.
神的话语却是这样在讲。
For you know that in that first letter of Peter, that out of the 19 times that Peter mentions the sufferings of Christ, 11 of those times he speaks of blessing and favor, and his favorite word, glory.
所以在我们刚才读到的这个彼得前书里面，彼得在19处提到受羞辱、受逼迫的这样子的经节当中，他有11次谈到祝福恩惠。
Even in verse 14, chapter 4, he says, because the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. There's a reason why he specifically mentioned that descriptor of glory, that spirit of glory and of God together.
特别是在这个彼得前书第四章第十四节说到你们若为基督你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵住在你们身上。
So he doesn't just say Spirit of God, but Spirit of glory, as if he wanted to make that point so clear, that suffering is glory.
这个地方他透过这个神的荣耀，这个荣耀的灵来强调这个受羞辱，为着基督受羞辱是多么的荣耀。
Suffering is blessing and favor with God.
所以在神的眼里，我们受苦实际上是我们的蒙福，是神给我们的恩惠。
And indeed, how gloriousYes, how glorious is that body who bears the brand marks of Jesus.
那么确实一个有着基督耶稣印记的这样的一个身体是多么的荣耀。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们来到主的面前再有一些祷告。
Lord, we just come before you with our weaknesses and our struggles.
主，我们真的是带着我们自己的软弱来到你的面前。
And Lord, we confess just how inadequate we are.
主，真的是我们向你承认我们是多么的不足。
For you have called us to be ambassadors of Christ, and yet we recall the many times we failed.
你让我们来跟随你，但是我们多少次的我们都失败。
But Lord, would you just open our eyes to see how glorious that I am is?
主，就求你开我们的眼睛，让我们看见那一位荣耀的我是。
And how worthy that name is that we have etched on our foreheads.
让我们看到我们额上所有的那个名是多么的配得，多么的值得。
We pray this.Your glorious name.
我们祷告是奉你荣耀的名。 Amen.
Amen.